Oh, it was just awful. I gave the whole thing away. But he brought me one time that had fed on hackberry and pecans. And that was the best meat that I have ever eaten in my life. It didn't taste like pork as pork. It was sweet. And the fat would turn to oil. When I cooked the fat, it would turn to oil.
So and it wasn't grease.
It was more oily than greasy. If you can understand that, it was.
That's what I was wondering. The difference.
The difference in what the hog eats is what is the way the meat tastes. And to this good day, I can taste a piece of pork and I can tell you what it's been fed.
Oh really?
I can tell whether it's been fed properly.
Well, you know, we were talking about tonight when we were eating that you didn't like to use, and I guess maybe you've always been like that. You said you didn't like to cook things that would be...
I don't cook greasy foods.
Yeah.
I never have cooked greasy foods. I would, I blotted them and drained them and poured the grease off and never did cook with grease. Greasy foods. We will eat French fries sometimes, but our diet is more boiled foods and fat-free foods.
Now I wonder if that kind of all boils, in a way, might go back to
the way Mother cooked.
The way your mother cooked.
Mother didn't cook with grease. She wasn't a greasy cook. We didn't eat grease at home.
Yeah.
And we ate milk and butter.
And
vegetable shortening. We didn't use hog lard at home, and I never did. I used it when I had to, but I never did like it. But for a few years there, after Willard and I married, we had to pinch pennies pretty hard to get ahead. And we did get ahead, and I quit making lard.
You quit making it when you got ahead.
Quit.
Oh,
I have a .22 rifle that Papa got when he had the store before 1927 with chewing gum wrappers.
Oh, you don't mean?
It's a Winchester.
With chewing gum wrappers.
He sold so much chewing gum at the store, he got this .22 rifle. It's a single-shot Winchester .22, and when we were growing up, when we were little, we used to take our guns and go across a creek and practice shooting.
The girls did, too?
The girls did, and we would go target practice and shoot this little rifle, and all of us learned how to shoot this gun.
Well, what kind of ammunition did it use?
.22 shorts, bullets, and...
What would be the difference between a bullet and a cartridge?
Well, a .22 is not hollow.
It
has a solid bullet. And the short, it has a short barrel on it, I guess you'd call it. The bullet is the same size, but the barrel on the shot is shorter. And we all would go and take our gun and target practice. And if we wanted to go fishing, we would go down to the creek and fish. Mother didn't go with us. We were taught to be ladies, and we conducted ourselves as ladies, and we could go where we wanted to. And we went through Colored Town. We had definitely had Colored Town, White Town. And when I was a child, we had the gray hearse for the white people and the black horse-drawn hearse for the Negroes.
Oh, really?
There was a separate